This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Drug maker AstraZeneca said on Tuesday it has halted a trial of its coronavirus vaccine because one of the volunteers in the study has had an unexplained illness. In a statement, AstraZeneca said the suspension was part of its standard review process, meant to allow time to review safety data. It said the action is meant to maintain the integrity of the trial process. The AstraZeneca vaccine is one of three coronavirus vaccines in late-stage trials in the United States. An AstraZeneca spokesperson told CNN the illness affected a participant in Britain, but said all of the company's trials of the vaccine globally would be paused. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Tuesday the Republican-led Senate will vote this week on COVID-19 relief legislation after negotiations with Democrats broke off last month. Senate Republicans' $500 billion proposal released Tuesday would fund unemployment insurance, child care, and coronavirus testing. But the proposal has almost no chance of passing in the Democrat-led House. Congressional Democrats said the vote was political gamesmanship ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. Meanwhile, millions of workers remain unemployed in the United States. Some U.S. employers have called back those who were laid off during mandatory business shutdowns earlier this year. But other hard-hit businesses have been slow to ramp up their operations again or have closed permanently, leaving workers idled or searching for new jobs. Till the end of July, the national government sent an extra $600 a week to unemployed workers. But the Trump administration negotiators and opposition Democrat lawmakers have been unable to reach an agreement on how long to extend the federal benefit.